to start today in the nation's capital, where a $2,000 tug-of-war continues. Here's what's going on. Both congressional Democrats and Republican President Donald Trump have called for increasing the individual stimulus checks from the $600 that were signed into law Sunday night to $2,000. Now, yesterday, the House passed a bill that would do that, and that included votes from more than 40 House Republicans. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey joined Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in threatening to hold up other key business in the Senate if that bill doesn't come to a vote in the Senate. Now, earlier today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote, saying that the Senate would take up the issue, but along with two other Donald Trump priorities: removing legal protections for social media companies in a defense spending bill, and investigating what the president has called, quote, very substantial voter fraud, end quote, in the 2020 election, the latter being despite no credible evidence behind the claim. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is with us on the line. Senator Markey, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It's great to have you. I want to start. I know the $2,000 is the goal. Does it need to be voted on in the form of this House bill that was passed yesterday, or would it be acceptable to you, as long as $2,000 gets voted on, if it's part of some other piece of legislation?
No, it should just be $2,000. That's what Trump supports. That's what just got voted out of the House of Representatives. That's what actually, Marco Rubio and other Republican senators are saying that they support, just straight up or down, yes or no, do you want to give $2,000 to individuals who make less than $70,000 a year? We don't have to worry about the billionaires. Billionaires have made, unbelievably, in the United States this year, they've made over $1 trillion additional dollars this year. The stock market is good to them. The bond market is good to them. What's really a very, very dangerous, threatening situation is the number of people being thrust into poverty, you know, who are hungry, who are desperate to pay their bills, pay for the food for their family, pay for the rent, pay for the mortgage. All of that is creating a crisis,
Senator,
for families all across the country. And so we should just have an up or down vote on whether or not the Republicans are willing to provide that additional, in this case, $1,400 on top of the $600 that they've already supported.
So a couple of things in follow-up there. First, clearly $600 is not going to help somebody keep from falling into poverty. Do you feel that $2,000 is sufficient to stave off some of what you just laid out? Or is it, and I don't mean this cynically, is that just the most that we can get or that you can get in a stimulus check?
Well, Senator Sanders and Kamala Harris and I, we introduced in May legislation to give individuals $2,000 a month. So what this $2,000 does is it gives us a chance to get into the Biden administration to move on to the next step of help, which we are going to have to provide to American families. Tony Fauci has made it very clear that the worst of the crisis is ahead of us and not behind us. And it is absolutely imperative that we provide this $2,000 right now and then come back after Joe Biden is sworn in and determine what else we need to do for these families.
So let's talk about getting it done. Ostensibly, at least, Senator Markey, the issue is about deficits. The Republicans are resisting this much expenditure because of it takes us over $1 trillion and concerns about the deficit. I understand that there are many political aspects to who's, you know, worried about deficits and at what time. Do you think that that's really the issue at hand? From an outsider's perspective, it almost looks like there's just some sort of internal struggle in the Republican Party playing out right now, and it might not really be about $2,000.
Well, I think that Republicans are now becoming born again deficit hawks, but they don't have any problem with voting for a bloated defense budget, which is why Bernie Sanders and I have now objected to moving expeditiously towards the handling of that bill. It just seems that Republicans are more focused on funding a defense bill than funding for the defenseless families in our country. And
do you have any concern about the deficit with this, about the amount of money it would take to pay this $2,000? Is it just a necessary cost, or do you have concern that that might be hard on the country later?
Well, we're in a situation where we know that billionaires, as I've said, have already made more than $1 trillion in 2020 alone, on top of what they already had. It's unbelievable. It's now for the country to step up for those who are most in need, who are struggling, can't pay their bills, who have children who are hungry, who have mortgages which are being foreclosed, rent which is due. That's the job of government. That's what the government is actually set up to do. It's to ensure that families get what they need in their time of crisis. And there's no question with millions of people falling into poverty that we have an obligation to help them. Republicans, you know, historically have been very conservative in their willingness to step up. But if the government doesn't step up now, then there will be no time that is justified for Republicans to support people in need in our country. So what we're seeing, however, let's be honest, with Marco Rubio, with Senators Perdue and Loeffler from Georgia, with Josh Hawley from Missouri, and now with Donald Trump, is there seems to be real sentiment in the Republican Party to have a vote for and support for these families. So what I say is, why not just do a yes or no vote, an up or down vote on the floor of the Senate this week? That's what we're asking for, Bernie Sanders and I. It's simple.
So,
the House did it yesterday. We could do it tomorrow. Donald Trump supports it. Let's just get this help into the hands of people who need it.
So you and this, and Senator Sanders are pushing for that. It does look like there's kind of remarkable sway among some Republicans. What's at stake, though, in the approach, as I understand that you and Senator Sanders have taken, is the ability to override President Trump's veto of the defense spending bill. You referred a minute ago to bloated defense budgets. I do understand that that bill has strong bipartisan support itself and is often argued as quite necessary. Are you comfortable that the country would be safe without that override, you know, if this battle goes down to the wire?
Well, there's one thing that we don't have to worry about, which is that Republicans do support a defense bill. So I'm not concerned at all about whether or not ultimately the Defense Department will get what it needs. And by the way, there are hundreds of billions of additional unnecessary dollars that are built into the defense budget, making nuclear weapons once again a priority when we should be actually talking about protecting ordinary families. So I think ultimately the defense budget will pass. I think it's too much money in that budget, but at the same time, we can't do it unless and until we also provide for ordinary families to get the protections which they need. Nuclear weapons, more nuclear weapons, are not going to be protecting American families over the next year. It's going to be cash in their pocket in order to take care of their real family needs.
I know you know that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to link this question of $2,000 stimulus checks with two other presidential priorities. I talked about them at the top, removing legal protections for tech companies like a Facebook or a Google. And the president's desire to investigate, you know, disputed claims over voter fraud, despite, you know, no substantial evidence to that. Is that a non-starter for you? Let's say that the House bill just doesn't come to the floor, the $2,000 per check doesn't come to the floor that way. Would you be open to it coming to the floor this way?
No, and it's not necessary. The issue is immediate help to families who are desperate right now. We have a health crisis in our country, an unemployment crisis, a hunger crisis, an addiction crisis, and we have a crisis of faith in our nation. And we have a moral obligation to take care of these families and to do it right now. So all these other issues, they can be dealt with in the future. But making sure that families get what they need to protect their loved ones, that has to happen immediately.
Senator, back in November, we reached a point here in the Commonwealth where more than 1 million people are hungry. You've been talking about poverty, hunger, vulnerability, evictions. What are you hearing from constituents in the Commonwealth? And what else is it going to take to keep the economic floor from just falling out from underneath our more vulnerable residents here in the Commonwealth?
Well, we do have a hunger crisis in the Commonwealth, and it's true across the whole country. And we're built in to the coronavirus package with billions of additional dollars in order to help with that crisis. We're seeing it at levels that are unprecedented. You have to go back to the Great Depression in the 1930s to see anything that's comparable. And again, it just keeps bringing us back to this point where we have to put cash in the hands of families, those that make under $70,000 a year, so that they can pay the bills. They can buy the food for their loved ones. And it should go to each individual who makes under $70,000, regardless of their status. So from my perspective, you put your finger right on it. This is a crisis. It's unprecedented. The numbers in Massachusetts mirror what's going on across the whole country, and it's time for the federal government to do something. It's time to ask our country what it can do for ordinary families in our society.
Last question for you, Senator Markey. Joe Biden is president-elect. He's a Democrat. The Senate hangs in the balance with two runoffs in Georgia in January. On your mind, what are the other big legislative priorities for 2021?
Well, we have to obviously come back and add on to the additional resources that we are dealing with that will deal with the coronavirus crisis. But at the top of the list is the climate crisis. It's getting worse and worse as each new report comes in across our country and across the planet. We can solve this problem. It's a political problem, not a technological problem. The technologies are there: wind, solar, all electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids, battery storage technologies. It's all there. The racial injustice, inequality in our country, it has to be front and center as well. Environmental justice has to be front and center as well. We know there's something wrong with the country where three billionaires control more wealth than the bottom 50% of our population combined. Our economic system has gone off the rails, and it hurts black and brown and immigrant and poor families more than anyone else in our society. That should be the business of our country in 2021.
Well, that is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. I hope you'll come back in 2021 to talk about that progress. Thanks for today.
Thank you so much.